分享信息的讲员是林克顺牧师。
Today our speaker is Reverend Terence Lim.
他的妻子苏永美姊妹是我们的校友。
And his wife Jean Catherine So is our alumna.
他有三个孩子。
And they have three children.
一个男孩，两个女孩。
One boy, two girls.
他们已经全职服侍有20多年的时间了。
And they already in their full-time ministry for around 20 years.
现在在马拉门教会服侍。
And they are serving in UEC Malabon Church.
我们把下面的时间来交给林牧师，他今天为我们分享的主题是献上他所有。
And the title for today's
翻译是领掌了。
For today's message is She Gave Her All, the Alabaster Box. Let's welcome them.
Good morning, fellow classmates.
I need to ask for your grace.
我需要你们的怜悯。
Because my Mandarin is not so good.
因为我的中文不是那么流利。
And at the same time, I have not been preaching in English for quite some time.
另外一方面呢，我已经很久没有用英文来讲道。
Many of you have been in UECM.
很多人你们礼拜天在马拉波那边聚会。
Our dialect there is in Amoy.
那边呢，你常听到的方言是闽南话。
So I need if my grammar, my English, my Mandarin is not so good, I need to ask for your forgiveness.
所以希望你们多多的在这个语言上多多的包容。
At the same time, I need your prayers.
当然同时我很需要你们的祷告。
For two reasons.
有两个原因。
One is you are different from the people that I preach to.
就是说我今天你们作为我的听众跟我正常的这个听众的族群不一样。
You are seminarians, many of you are pastors, many of you are researchers.
你们是神学生，你们是牧师，你们也许是一个研究者。
And that's why the message that I'm going to be preaching should be accurate in order for you to not to have any critics.
因此呢，我这样在这边传的时候希望都能够适合大家的需要。
The second reason is I'm afraid.
第二方面，我觉得很惧怕。
I'm afraid because the one beside me is my teacher.
因为站在我旁边的曾经是我的老师。
I have taken a lot of his subjects.
我拿过他很多的这个科目。
And I still felt that I'm not supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be there, and he should be here.
我还是他站在这边蛮好的。Okay.
That's not an accurate translation. Anyway, I would like to share to you today the passage that we are very familiar with.
今天早上我们所要分享的这段经文是我们非常熟悉的经文。
It's a story of Mary pouring the perfume on Jesus.
也就是这个玛利亚用这个很宝贵的这个香膏来膏耶稣。
This story happened during the Holy Week.
这个故事也可以说就发生在我们这边所谓的这个圣周的时候。
It happened after the triumphant entry of Jesus.
也就是耶稣已经很荣耀的进入耶路撒冷。
And before his crucifixion.
也就是在他受难之前。
I believe the observations, the lessons that I have received from this text.
我相信我从这个经文里面我个人所领受的。
Is important to a pastor's life.
是对一个牧者很重要的。
BSOP, we are celebrating our 60th anniversary, right?
我们飞升今年我们要庆祝我们的这个60周年。
And we have a theme of reaching new territories.
我们的一个主题也就是要进入一个新的境界。
Every year, whether seminary or church, we have new goals, new methods coming out.
我们每一年也许每个教会也都有所谓新的方向新的一些方式或者方法。
But at the end of the day, we need to go back to the basic.
但是其实我们到最后还是要回到这最基本的。
And I believe this story would help us go back to the basic.
我相信这个故事也可以带我们回到那最基本的。
So let's come to the Lord in prayer before we dive into the text.
好，我们还没有在探讨这段经文之前，我们再一次来到主的面前。
Father, we ask you to speak to us through your Holy Spirit.
主啊，我们再次恳求你，你借着你的圣灵向我们说话。
Create in us a listening ear, open our eyes to see your glory.
让我们有一个恭敬听的这个耳朵，也开启我们的眼睛，可以看出你的真理。
Allow your spirit to convict us where we are needed, where we need rebuke.
再次让你的圣灵做他自己的工作，甚至于责备我们。
And allow your word to encourage us once more.
让你的话也再次鼓励我们。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Allow me to give you the background of Matthew.
好，我们看一下马太福音它的背景。
For 25 chapters of Matthew, starting in Matthew chapter 1, Matthew was already talking about the birth to the death of Jesus.
我们可以说从马太福音第一章一直到二十五章，从耶稣的降生一直到耶稣的受死，已经走过一遍。
The story of the life of Jesus Christ was building to a climax.
我们可以说耶稣的这个生平来到一个高潮。
And it's the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus.
这个高潮就是耶稣要被杀，他要牺牲。
The story started slowly.
这个故事慢慢的开始。
But it has been building in intensity.
但是他的这个激情是一直的增加的。
Now, as you look at Matthew, chapter 21-22, the King Jesus has already entered Jerusalem for the last time.
所以我们从20-21章那边开始，就看到这个王，这个君王已经来到耶路撒冷。
And the leaders of the people who hate him are plotting his arrest and execution.
而这些愤恨他的这些宗教领袖，他们已经在计划如何来杀害他。
However, Jesus has been telling his disciples and preparing disciples for his impending death.
但是其实在这个过程当中，耶稣一直在预备门徒的心，有关于他的受难。
He has done so three times in the book of Matthew.
在马太福音里面，我们也看到耶稣曾经三次预告他的受害。
The first instance is recorded in Matthew 16:21.
第一次是记载在第十六章。
It says, From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life.
在那边，耶稣第一次预告他们要来到耶路撒冷，他要在这些长老、宗教领袖的手下受难。
And the second instance is recorded in Matthew 17:22-23.
第二次是在17:22那边。
It says, When they came together in Galilee, he said to them, The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of men. They will kill him, and on the third day he will be raised to life.
他们还住在加利利的时候，耶稣对门徒说，人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他，第三天他要复活。
The third instance is recorded in Matthew 20, verse 18.
第三次是在20:18.
We are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will turn him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. On the third day, he will be raised to life.
我们上耶路撒冷去，人子要被交给祭司长和文士。他们要定他的死罪，又交给外邦人，将他戏弄、鞭打，钉在十字架上。第三日，他要复活。
All these teachings, all these three prophecies were said before he entered Jerusalem.
所以这是都是在他进入耶路撒冷之前三次的预告。
And the revelation is progressive.
这边我们可以说，这个启示是渐进的。
The first instance that he said that he will die.He only told them that he will die and be resurrected.
第一次他只说到他会死并且要复活。
The second time, not only did he told them that he will die and be resurrected, but he told the disciples that he will be betrayed.
进一步第二次他是说他将要被卖。
And the third instance, Jesus told them that the Gentiles will be involved in his crucifixion.
第三次他说甚至外邦人在这个事件上也都参与。
It is interesting if you look at Matthew 26.
很有趣的，如果我们看马太福音第二十六章
，Jesus himself revealed when this crucifixion will happen.
耶稣也 告诉他们这个钉十字架是什么时候会发生。
In verse 2, it says, as you know, the Passover is 2 days away, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified.
正如你们所知道的，再过两天是逾越节，人子将要被交给人，钉在十字架上。
Brothers and sisters, in all human history, there is no greater event than the crucifixion and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们可以说，在人类的历史上，没有比耶稣的受难和他的复活更大的事件。
This drama is a turning point of history.
这个我们也可以说，也是整个人类历史的一个转捩点。
And it is the very center of our Christian faith.
也可以说是我们基督教信仰的中心。
This morning, we will focus one event that happened in between the triumphant entry and the crucifixion.
而且早上我们要看一件在耶稣进入耶路撒冷跟他受难中间所发生的一件事件。
I entitled this event, She Gave Her All, the Alabaster Box.
我们把我的这个题目我把它定为献上一切，也就是这个玉瓶。
After the triumphant entry of Jesus,
当耶稣荣耀的进入到耶路撒冷，
After the commotion that happened in the temple and the teaching of the disciples in the mountain,
还有在圣殿里面所发生的这些事情，耶稣还有其他的教导。
Jesus and his disciples went to Bethany.
耶稣和他的门徒来到伯大尼。
In the house of the Simon the leper.
在西门的家里。
And John chapter 12 told us that there are other people who are there.
从约翰福音十二章我们知道还有其他的人跟他们在一起。
There is Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
应该有玛利亚、马大还有拉撒路。
They gave a supper for Jesus.
他们为耶稣来预备这个晚餐。
I don't know why.
我不知道为什么。
We can only guess.
我们只能够推测。
Maybe it is in honor with thanksgiving because Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead.
是因为他们要庆贺耶稣让拉撒路从死里复活。
But giving a dinner for Jesus in honor of Jesus at that time is a very bold move.
如果真的是为耶稣所做的事情来庆祝的话，可以说是一件非常大的事。
Because the people, the leaders, the religious leaders are planning to capture him. The Sanhedrin are planning to capture him.
因为那个时候，这些宗教领袖已经在计划如何能够抓住他。
But the very thing about this story,
但是有关于这件事情
is it's not about the food that they eat or something, but the story is about a lady.Who gave her perfume and poured it on Jesus?
不是关于他们吃什么，吃的好不好，而是关于有一个妇女，她用这个香膏来膏耶稣。
In John chapter 12, verse 5, we are told that is a very expensive perfume.
从约翰福音十二章五节，我们也知道这个香膏是非常贵重的。
It's about a year's wage.
可以说是要用一年的工资才能够买到的。
Imagine just in one instance, he break the alabaster box and pour it a 1 year's wage into Jesus.
我们可以想象这么贵重的香膏，一年的工价，在一下子打破，就浇在耶稣的身上。
And we Chinese, we are good with math, right?
我们中国人呢，都是很这个算术不错的。
I went to a technical school, Mapua Institute of Technology, and most people who get their top notch grades are Chinese.
我是在一个这个技术学校里面读大学这个数学好的都是中国人。
Because Chinese are very good in math.
中国人的这个数学非常好。
In high school we have calculus already.
我们在这个中学已经有这个calculus 忘记了，解析几何这一类的东西啊。
Can you imagine?At one moment, you give your year's wage.
微积分啊，所以这个所以你可以想象，在一下子里面，你打破这个香膏。
Why did Mary do such an extravagant thing?
为什么玛利亚要做这样一个可以说很大胆，也可以说很奢侈的事情呢？
Jesus gave the answer.
耶稣给我们那个答案。
Jesus gave the answer when he rebuked the disciples who were criticizing her.For what they regarded as a waste of money.
当这些门徒批评他为什么要这样浪费的时候，耶稣就给他们这个答案。
He said, "When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial."
当他打破这个香膏瓶的时候， 他是为我的安葬来做的。
It is interesting to observe the drama that is ongoing.
当我们来观察这个事情发生的过程。
The religious leaders are trying to kill Jesus.
这些宗教领袖是计划要杀害耶稣。
But Mary is also preparing for his death.
但是玛利亚也是为他的死来预备。
Perhaps Mary did what she did unwittingly.
可能玛利亚没有想那么多，她就是这样做。
Some argue that, you know, he did not even know what she is doing.
可能她也都不知道自己在做什么。
But that does not fit the tone of the story.
但是我相信在这边所描述的这个氛围并不是这样的。
Breaking a year's wage of perfume in just that one moment is not an act of meaningless irrelevance.
在一下子之间就花掉一年的工价，我相信这个不是一件糊涂的事情。
I would stand to believe that she knows what she is doing and she is doing out of love.
我相信她知道她在做啥，她也是因为爱这样做。
She knows that Jesus is on the path.To death.
他知道耶稣是往着死亡的道路走。
And she is preparing her death. His death.
耶稣，他已经为耶稣这样准备了。
So the question is, how did Mary understand when the others and his other disciples and when Jesus' disciples do not know that Jesus is going to die soon?
问题是，耶稣其他的门徒他们也听见，但是他们却不明白这件事。
That's a question that I ask every time I read this passage.
每一次我读这段经文的时候，我都问同样的问题。
How come she is the only one who knows?
为什么只有她明白耶稣预告的事情？
And the 12 disciples are lost.
而这十二个门徒好像完全不知情的样子。
And I think, upon studying the entire Matthew and the book of John,
当我在细心来读马太福音和约翰福音的时候
，I noticed.Something about Mary.
我就观察到玛利亚的一个点。
I noticed that every time I saw Mary encountering Jesus, she is always at the foot of Jesus.
也就是每一次当她和耶稣在一起的时候，她都是在耶稣的脚前。
In Matthew 26, she is at the feet of Jesus, wiping with her tears.
这边在马太二十六章，她耶稣的脚前。同样的，也用他的眼泪来洗耶稣的脚。
This is where we find her in Luke chapter 10.
在路加福音第十章也是一样。
Luke chapter 10 verse 39 says that Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said.
那边是讲到玛利亚在主的跟前听他所教训的。
You remember the story that Martha was busy preparing all the food and preparation for Jesus, right?
我们都知道马大在忙着。为耶稣预备食物，预备一切所需要的。
The Bible did not say that Mary was listening, sitting beside Jesus.
圣经的描述不是说玛利亚坐在耶稣旁边听着。
She was at his feet, listening to him.
圣经的描述是她坐在耶稣的脚前，听他的教训。
Another instance is when Jesus, when Lazarus passed away.
另外一个事件，也就是当拉撒路过世的时候
，recorded in the Gospel of John 11，
在约翰福音第十一章
，when Jesus arrived，
当耶稣来的时候
，and Lazarus was already died for several days，
拉撒路已经死了好几天
，Mary came over and he kneels down at the feet of Jesus and said，
玛利亚也是来到耶稣的跟前，跪在他面前
，said Lord， if you had been here， my brother would not have died。
主啊，如果你早一点来，我的兄弟就不会死。
She is not standing and talking to Jesus.
她不是站着跟耶稣说话。
She is at his feet.
她是在耶稣的脚前。
Every time we see Mary, we see her worshiping, learning, knowing more about Jesus.
所以每一次我们看到玛利亚在耶稣的面前的时候，都是在那边敬拜他，向他学习，听他的话。
And I believe that she has heard the three instances that we have mentioned in Matthew, the three instances where Jesus revealed that he will die.
我也深信马太福音三次耶稣的对自己的死的预告，玛利亚也都听进去了。
And out of her love for Jesus, she knows the time and she is preparing for his death.
因为她爱耶稣， 他也知道那个时候到了，他就为耶稣预备这个香膏。
Brothers and sisters, pastors or missionaries or workers, full-time workers for the Lord.
我们在这边不同的弟兄姐妹神学生牧师宣教士。
What is effective then is also effective now.
当时有效的，今天照样还是有效的。
We want to pastor our people.
我们要牧养我们的羊群。
But we need to know who we serve.
但是我们首先要知道我们所侍奉的是谁。
We need to love who we serve.
我们要爱我们所侍奉的。
And there is no way that we can serve faithfully or love beautifully if we are not sitting or kneeling at the feet of Jesus.
如果我们不是坐在耶稣基督的跟前，我们没有办法真正的好好的爱他，也真正的好好的来服侍他。
If we want to preach well, we need to know our God.
如果我们要好好的来传讲，我们也必须认识我们的神。
We must not only learn from the Bible, we need to also know Him.
我们不单单是从圣经来认识他，我们要亲身来经历他。
A young people in my church says,
it's
not possible.
有一个年轻人告诉我说不可能。
Jesus is not around.
今天耶稣都不在我们这边了。
Sit at his feet.
如何坐在他的脚前呢？
That is true.
是的。
But you can do the same thing today if you spend time in God's word.
但是今天如果你用时间在神的话语上，也就等于是坐在主的脚前。
In the Hebrew idiom, to sit at somebody's feet is to learn to know about that person.
有希伯来语的这个方式来理解，在一个人的脚前是在向他学习。
It's talking about a child learning from his parents, a pupil from his rabbi.
好像一个孩子向他的父母学习，好像门徒向他的师父学习一样。
We need to constantly sit at the feet of Jesus. We need to constantly study his word.
我们应该不断的坐在主的脚前，不断的来学习他的话语。
Not only for the sake of other people or for our flock, but for our sake.
不是单单为我们的羊群，为别人来学习，而是为我们自己，我们当学习。
And I think this is very important to many seminarians.
这个对我们每个神学生来说也是非常重要的。
Because a lot of times, because in the seminary, the Bible is our textbook, right?
因为很多时候我们在神学院，圣经成为我们的课本。
Every class, you open the Bible.
每一个门课原则上你应该都要翻开圣经。
Because it is a requirement from our professors.
因为是我们的老师要求我们要这样做。
It is his requirement when I'm studying Greek.
我在读希腊文的时候，我的老师也同样要求我。
However, do not study the Bible because it is a requirement.
但是今天我们看圣经，不要仅仅是因为这是我们作业的要求。
Do not only study the Bible because it is a requirement from our professors.
不要因为这是老师的要求。
That is a very dangerous thing.
这是一个非常危险的事。
Because if that is the only drive that we study the Bible.
如果我们读圣经仅仅就为了要满足这些要求。
I guarantee you, once you finish your BSOP life here, you won't be studying it.
我可以给你保证。当你离开飞圣的时候，你就不会再自己看圣经了。
Let us be like Mary.
我们应该像玛利亚一样。
Let us constantly find time and sit at Jesus' feet and know Him.
我们要一定要找时间，要坐在基督的脚前，要致力的来认识他。
Know Him, want Him, learn from Him.
认识他，要他，要学习他。
And being soaked with Him.
并且是可以说浸泡在它里面。
That's the only way you can pastor well, you can preach well.
这个也是你要牧养的好，你要传讲的好的唯一的途径。
And that's the only way for a pastor to have that passion, that strength to preach.
也就是唯一的方式，让一个牧者可以那么激情的来传讲。
You know, a lot of times you see.You know, I believe many of you have seen a lot of preachers.
我相信我们每个人都看过很多不同的传道者。
You have seen a lot of pastors who preach.
你也观察过好多牧师讲道。
Some are good, some are bad.
你会说这个好，这个不好。
Some are funny, some are not.
有的很有趣，有的没有趣。
I've been a pastor for exactly 21 years.
我可以说我今天牧养已经21整年了。
Coming here today to preach is difficult.
但是今天来到我们当中来传讲还是有点困难。
But it is not as difficult if you every Sunday you preach on the same people.For 21 years.
但是呢，二十一年的当中，如果每周你都向同样的人来传讲，好像不那么难。
Where do you get the inspiration?
但是你从哪里来拿到那个感动或者灵感呢？
Where do you get your materials?
你从哪里拿到你的这些所有的资料呢？
Internet?
是从这个网上吗？
My brothers and sisters, you can't.
不能。
I served in Pasay for 14 years.
我在巴塞教会侍奉14年。
Do you know that we have a member that take down notes and put on the dates and even your illustrations?
Okay. 我们有一个信徒，他是很忠心的，每一次都做笔记，把那个日期也记下来，把你的这些这个例证也都写下来。
One time I was preaching.
有一次我传道。传讲
and I use an illustration that I have used 5 years ago.
我用了一个五年前我曾经用过的例证
because I think that illustration fits into my message.
因为我觉得那个例证是很适合我当时要讲的
After the Sunday worship,
当我这个敬拜之后
he came up to me.
他就来找我
and he opened his Bible.
他就打开他的圣经
and said, "On this day 5 years ago."You use this same illustration.
五年前某某日，你用过这个例证。
Nothing new.
没有新的东西。
Imagine if you are serving for 21 years.
然后你想一下，想象一下，你二十一年了，服侍二十一年。
What message do you have?
你还有信息可以传讲吗
？The only way you can faithfully preach the word of God is every day you kneel down.And study your word, study his word, commune with him.
你能够继续的传讲的唯一的方式，也就是每一天你跪在主的话语的面前，忠心的来学习。
I remember one time I was going to Baguio with my mentor, Dr. Gleason.
我记得有一次我跟我的这个指导老师，我们在巴士上面去碧瑶的路上。
And on the bus, I was reading.Other books, newspaper, and all those stuff.
在这个车上的时候，我看报纸，看其他的书。
And we are going to that Baguio seminary, and we are doing our research. And I'm reading the newspaper, and he's reading his Greek New Testament. 27th edition. Nestle Allen. I can still remember.
我们去碧瑶是要去做一些的研究。我在看其他的书，但是我的指导老师他在看他的希腊文。新约圣经。
And at one point, he was reading it aloud.
有一个时候，他就发音读出来。
And then, not only is he reading, but he was with emotion. Yes, he was saying, yes, this is the word of God, and he was learning a lot of things.
在读的时候，他同时也说了，哎，这实在是太奇妙了，是神的话语。
Yeah, at one point of that travel, I was observing him, and I uttered some words.
我也观察他。所以后面我也对他说
，I said I wish I knew the Greek Bible like you do。
我说我好想像你一样，能够这样的深入的能够认识我的所谓希腊文的新约圣经。
Especially how you engage with the Greek text。
特别是你如何能够直接的跟他有一些的回应。
And he replied kindly。
他就很有恩慈的这样的回答。
And he said softly, and he said, "You never get to know the Greek text by reading the newspaper."
他就告诉我说，你如果要这个完全的来明白你的希腊文圣经，你不能够借着看报纸或其他书来理解的。
True,
真实的。
From that point forward, I have been reading every day 5 verses of Greek text.
所以从那天开始。我每天至少读五节的希腊文的圣经。
Conjugate all the nouns, parse all the verbs.
分析所有的名词、动词。
And my son one day said to me, "Dad, you're crazy."
有一天，我的儿子对我说：“爸，你疯了。
”You're crazy because you are shouting with all your might by studying a text that a language that we do not know.
因为呢，你是大声的朗读一个我们听不懂的语言。
You know why?
为什么
？Because it is our love. It is also our duty as pastors to sit at the feet of Jesus, love Him, learn from Him.
啊，我们作为一个牧师，这是我们该有的一个责任。我们要爱他，我们要向他学习。
And if we are doing that, we are just like Mary.
如果我们这样做，我们就像玛利亚一样。
The story does not merely reveal that Mary sat at Jesus' feet.
这个故事不单单告诉我们说玛利亚坐在耶稣的脚前。
The story told us that he broke the alabaster box and poured the entire perfume on Jesus.
这个故事告诉我们说他就打破那个浴瓶把所有的香膏浇在耶稣的身上。
One time I was doing a Bible study with a group in my church, UECM.
我有一次在我们教会带领一个查经。
In UECM, most of them are Chinese.
在那边当然大部分的人是华人。
So we are doing it in Chinese.
我们也就用这个华语。
The study is in Chinese.
我们是用中文来看这个圣经。
This story does not really affect them.
这个故事好像对他们没有什么影响。
You know, they say, you know, Mary poured a very expensive perfume. So,
玛利亚把一个很贵重的香膏膏在耶稣身上。
But when I said, "Did you know that he break the alabaster box?"
但是当我说，你知道他打破那个玉瓶吗
？Every elderly Chinese eyes lit up.
每一个特别这些年长的华人，他们的眼睛就睁大了。
Because in Chinese, 玉瓶玉啊。很宝贵啊
，because in Chinese, the alabaster or maybe jade, that is something very precious.
Because they are not reading it as alabaster, they're reading it as jade box.
现在呢，他们不再是读成这个一个普通的一个盒子，而是一个玉做的瓶子。
Chinese love jade, right?
中国人很喜欢玉器。
Filipinos, every other people, they do not appreciate jade like Chinese.
很可能其他的群组呢，可能他们不像中国人那么喜爱这个玉器。
So our elderly Chinese says, you know, perfume for our day's wage, it's okay.
可能对中国人来说，甚至一年的价钱的香水算不得什么。
But a lot of Chinese have a hard time accepting that Mary broke a jade.box，
但是对这些中国人来说，玛利亚打破玉瓶，这是不可思议的。
So whether you are hurting because Mary gave the perfume, or whether she is giving the jade box, she gave it everything.
所以如不管她只是倒出那个宝贵的香膏，或者她是打破这个非常宝贵的所谓玉瓶，她都全投出了。
If I am in Mary's shoes,
如果我是玛利亚
I will try to open it.
可能我会慢慢的打开
If there is no, if there is no hole for me to open, I'll look for somebody to try to cut it and not break it.
如果没有一个洞呢，也许我会找一个这个工把它好的这样打开割一下
And if I am in Mary's shoes, I will probably.Give some to Jesus.
或者我如果我是玛利亚，也许我就是倒出一点点。
Hey, we are Chinese. We are good in math. That's a 1 year wage. You don't need the entire nard, the entire perfume, to pour it at that time.
我们是中国人，我们的数学非常的好，可能我们不需要把一年工资全部的香膏膏在耶稣身上。
One time, a church member of ours gave my wife a perfume.
有一次有一个会友给我的太太 一瓶的香水
That was when we were still serving in Pasai
就是我们在还在巴塞的时候
That's almost 7 years ago
是七年前
And do you know that that perfume she used it almost every week
我的太太每天都在用这个香水
And it's still there
但是还有
You know because she puts in a little bit
还有一点点她就用一点点而已
It's expensive, so she puts in a little.
因为太贵重了，所以每天只舍得用一点点。
But to Mary, there is no reservation.
但是对玛利亚来说是完全没有保留。
She gives everything.
她是把一切的都摆上了。
As full-time workers for the Lord.
我们作为一个全职侍奉主的人。
And as a pastor who has been serving for 21 years.
作为一个已经服侍21年的牧者。
We constantly say that we have given our life full-time.
很多时候虽然我们可以说我们已经把我们的生命全职的摆上。
But a lot of times you and I will be tempted not to do so.
但是很多时候你跟我也有这个试探不再给。
And every time we are tempted not to give our all.
每一次当我们有这个诱惑不要给一切。
Let this story be a reminder.
但愿这个故事再一次提醒我们。
Let this story be a reminder that it is because out of our love for God that we are giving our all.
我们提醒我们，我们是因为爱我们的主，我们才愿意付出一切。
Brothers and sisters, I have been tempted a lot of times.
弟兄姐妹，我很多时候也有这个试探。
Especially when life is difficult.
啊，特别当生活困难的时候。
哎呀 ，my dad, I think when at one moment in my life, I was tempted to leave the full-time ministry.
有一次，甚至我想就离开这个侍奉。
And I came back from Davao to Manila.
我那个时候就从 Davao 回到马尼拉。
And I said to my dad, Dad, you know, I can still serve the Lord and continue your business.
我对我爸爸说，爸，我还是可以一面做你的生意，一边是服侍主。
My dad's business is doing quite well at the time. He's in the paper business, like my teacher.
那个时候，我爸的生意还不错啊，就像我们的老师一样，我们都是做纸业的。
We are supply your paper, a lot of the papers that we used here.
我们大家经常用的这些打印纸等等都是他们进口的。
And I was really, in my heart, is I'm not able to tell my dad that I want to quit, but that's what's going on in my heart.
虽然我没有好像直接的告诉我的父亲，但是那就是我心里面想这样做，离开这个圣职。
I was telling him that, you know, on Sundays or other days, I can preach on in the church, but the rest of my time, I'll do business.
我的意思是说，周末我可以在教会里面服侍，周间我还是可以帮忙你的生意。
Yeah, I think that I have a godly father.
我相信我有一个爱主的敬畏神的父亲。
It is my dad who said, "No, you have given your life full time."
他对我说，不，你已经奉献你的生命了。
How many dads are like that, right?
有多少的父亲是这样呢？
Especially Chinese dads.
特别中国父亲。
Yeah, very few.
很少。
And because he said, you know, "No, you're not gonna go into my business."
所以他对我说，不，你不来，不能来参与我的这个生意。
You serve the Lord full time.
你全职服侍主。
And because of that, I'm still here.
也因为这样，今天我还是这样。
And then my wife asked me one question.
我的太太问我一个问题。
What makes you go in the full time in the first place?
就是你第一天想奉献是为什么呢？
What changed your mind now?
什么改变你现在的这个主意呢？
I went into full-time ministry because one, God calls us. Second, because we love Him.
第一是神呼召我，第二因为我们爱他。
So if you are tempted once again, remember, do you love Him?
所以如果你有这个试探要放弃，你再问自己，你照样还是爱他吗？
The passion to serve, the passion to pastor your flock, the passion to bring out the gospel is all because we love Him.
我们有那个激情。愿意去服侍，愿意去牧养，愿意去传福音，都是因为我们爱主的缘故。
Do not give only a portion of the perfume.
不要单单给主这个香水的一小部分。
Do not give only a portion of your time.
不只是给主一部分的时间。
Or give a portion of your possession.
或者只给主你一部分的产业。
Mary did not.
玛利亚不是这样。
She gave her all.
她是把一切的都献上。
And we should.
我们也应当如此。
And a lot of believers gave a portion.
很多信徒他们只给了一部分。
A lot of believers not only gave the portion, but the bad portion.
很多时候他们也是给那份不太好的。
You know, in BSOP, this place brings a lot of memory to me.
这个 BSOP 的这个校园，我有很多的回忆。
The beauty of this place is different from my time 21 years ago.
今天呢，我们有这么美好的一个校园，跟我当时在这里的时候是不一样的。
Except for this wooden pulpit.
除了这个木头的讲台，其他的都是新的。
But the chapel is still here.
当时的这个聚会地方还是在这里。
It's wooden. Everything is wooden.
但是一切都是木头做的。
No aircon.
也没有空调。
And full of termites.
并且有很多的白蚂蚁。
Full of termites. It's totally different.
那个时候的这个环境是完全不一样。
And the kitchen is just below us.
并且那个时候的厨房就在这个聚会的楼下。
在哈。Below us. The kitchen is below us.And do you know how many refrigerators in the kitchen?
你知道我们那个时候有多几个冰箱吗？
15.
15个。
15 non-working refrigerators.
15个已经不会结冻的、结冰的冰箱。
It's all given, offered, donated by somebody.
也都是
non-working.
这些已经不能动的冰箱也都是别人奉献的。
Do you know why I still know the number?
为什么我会记得那个数目吗？
Because that year when we entered BSOP, there are 15 of us.
因为那个时候，那年进到 BSOP 就15个新生。
And there are 15 refrigerators that are not working.
并且同时有15个已经不会结冰的冰箱。
So what's use? What good is a refrigerator that is not working?
所以一个已经不会结冰的冰箱又有什么用呢？
And we argue theologically.
所以我们用这个神学来讨论。
And we come to a conclusion that when Armageddon begins, each one of us will go into one of the refrigerators.
When what?
Armageddon begins.
就是呢，如果这些学生不好的话，一个学生就放在一个冰箱里面。
People, a lot of believers, I think, Xiao Su Biao remember the 15 refrigerators there.
我想，那个时代的人都记得那个时候的15个冰箱。
That they don't need.
很多人就是把他们不需要的送给我们。
But that is dishonoring.
但其实这个对神来说是不尊敬神。
That is dishonoring to God.
对神来说这是不尊敬神。
We give our life, we give our time, we give our best.Because he deserves it.
我们愿意把我们的生命时间全部给神，是因为我们尊敬他，爱他。
And when we are disillusioned,
当我们有些时候失意的时候，
let's come to this story and remember that we need to sit at the feet of Jesus.
我们要回到这个故事，就像玛利亚一样，回到耶稣基督的脚前。
The funny thing about this story is Mary plans to remember Jesus.
这个故事的一个很有趣的地方，也就是说，这边是玛利亚是要纪念耶稣。
He wants to anoint Jesus as a memorial, for him.
所以这边呢，他膏耶稣是为了他的安葬，要纪念主。
But in the end, it was Jesus who remembers her.
但是结果是主纪念Maria.
And Jesus commanded that every person, every believer throughout history should remember her.
并且耶稣也说了，在这个人生的这个历史的当中，每一个人也都会记得玛利亚。
Matthew 26:13 says, I tell you the truth, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her.
有实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也都要述说这女人所做的。
In other words, what is done to Jesus is not wasted.
换句话说，为耶稣做的，从不会浪费。
There are many people who want to build memorial things so that other people can remember him.
很多时候，人为自己可以建筑很多的这种纪念碑来纪念自己。
Have you passed through Rojas Boulevard? In the Philippines, have you passed through Rojas Boulevard?
当我们经过这个所谓日落大道的时候，
Do you know how many statues there are in Rojas Bolivar?
你有没有算过在那边有多少个作为这个纪念碑?
Or have you seen those statues in the first place?
或者你有看过吗?
No? I believe many of you have not even counted or know that there are statues there.
或者你走过的时候你都不觉得那边有一些纪念碑或者一些塑像 或者是算过几个。
In fact, there is a Fernando Po statue in Rojas Bolivar.
甚至于在那边有我们这里的一个电影王 叫做Fernando Po, 他也有一个尊像在那边。
He's a movie star, he's very good, he already explained it to you.
Okay. 在美国大使馆对面就是有他的这尊像。
But nobody knows.
但是可能也很少人知道。
Many people try to build statues or something that would let other people remember them.
很多人可能为自己 树立很多的塑像,
However, nobody knows except for Mary.
但是除了玛利亚之外,
Mary's selfless, loving, extravagant act of love lives on as a memorial to her and a witness to the greatness of her Lord. And it was being remembered by every believer throughout centuries.
所以玛利亚她这样的可以说很大胆的一个奉献。
So the principle is this. Do not build statues.
所以我们不需要为自己来建立一些的纪念碑。
Do as Mary did.
我们只要做玛利亚所做的。
Leave off building monuments.
我们可以把这些的纪念碑除掉。
Build people's lives.
我们是要建立人的生命。
Sit at the foot of Jesus.
我们要尊在耶稣的脚前。
Give your all.
我们要奉献一切,
and he will not disappoint you.
他不会使你失望。
As we conclude, allow me to give us two stories.
我们结束的时候, 让我讲两个故事,
and a comparison.
也做一样的一个比较。
We have heard of the story of Mary.
我们听了玛利亚的故事。
She sat at Jesus' feet. She was with Jesus for 3 years. She gave her all.
她坐在耶稣的脚前, 她跟主3年在一起。
And eventually she was remembered.
我们也可以说结果是她常常被纪念。
Do you know immediately after the passage we have just read today, Matthew 26?
你知道吗? 今天我们所用的这个经文, 接下来的那一段经文吗?
Immediately, there's another story.
立刻连接在那边的另外一个故事。
Another person.
是另外一个人。
That person, I think Matthew is really putting that contrast in that picture, is Judas.
我想马太这边是让我们看到两个对比, 这边就讲到犹大。
Judas was with Jesus for 3 years.
犹大同样也是跟耶稣在一起3年。
But instead of giving her all,
但是他不是把他一切给主,
she wants 30 pieces of silver.
他要30
he wants 30 pieces of silver.
30块的银钱。
Instead of loving Jesus,
所以 与其要爱耶稣,
he betrayed him.
他却是出卖了耶稣。
Instead of being remembered,
他应该被纪念,
he was condemned.
但是他是被置于死地。
For what reason?
为什么?
One is for the love of God.
第一是为爱神,
Mary.
玛利亚。
One is the love for the world.
另外一个是爱世界。
One gave everything to Jesus.
一个是把一切给主,
one wants the world, a 30 pieces of silver of the world.
一个只不过爱这世界其中的30块的银钱。
But do not ever think that we are not Judas.
但是你不要说我不可能做犹大。
A lot of times we can be like Judas.
很多时候可能我们都很像犹大。
A lot of times we are tempted like Judas.
或者我们很多时候也像犹大一样被试探。
A lot of time we are doing Christian work, but in our heart, in our soul, we are just like Judas.
很多时候可能我们都在服侍, 但是在我们心中, 我们却像犹大。
Because you can be close to Jesus.
你也许可以说身体跟主连在,
Judas is close with Jesus for 3 years.
犹大这那3年里面跟主很靠近。
Like Mary, probably he sits at Jesus' feet.
很可能他也常常在耶稣的跟前。But
unlike Mary, Mary was listening in love.
但是跟玛利亚不一样的是，玛利亚她是聆听，用爱来聆听。And
Judas was not listening at all.
但是犹大从来没有好好的去听。Judas
was not in love with Jesus.
因为犹大从来没有爱过
For 30 pieces of silver, he is willing to betray.
为了三四块的银钱，他可以出卖他的主。
In a lot of times, we are just like him.
很多时候我们也可能这样。
How many times have we betrayed Jesus? We say, you know, I want this more than this, more than him.
比如说我们说，哎，我不更喜欢这个过于喜欢我的主，这个也就好像出卖我们的主。
Yes, for us all to be giving full time, we have given a lot.
是的，我们奉献全职服事，真的，也许我们也付出很多。
But haven't we taken also?
但是有时候，是不是我们也从其中取利呢？
I did.
我想我曾经这样做过。
But have you?
但是你有吗？
Have you exchanged the ministry, the love for God, the expansion of the gospel for your own benefits?
你有没有用这个为了这个神的国度的事情来换取你个人的利益吗？
So let us be like Mary.
我们应该学习玛利亚。
Let's sit at Jesus' feet, learn from him.
我们要坐在主的跟前向他学习。
Look into his eyes and love him.
我们要眼睛对着他的眼睛好好的深深的爱我们的主。
And love is giving our all.
爱，真正的爱是把我们的一切完全献上。
That's an act of love.
这是爱的一个举动。
You know, I believe if you're married, you understand that.
如果你是有结婚的，我相信你明白。
And if you are not, you know the principle.
如果你还没有结婚，但是你也知道那个原则。
If you have a wife and every day you tell him, I love you, I love you, I love you, and you do nothing.
如果你每一天对你的太太说，我爱你，我爱你，我爱你，但是你什么都不做。
完蛋了。You're dead.
That's the end of it.
You're dead. Because love is a verb, it's an action.
因为爱是一个行动的动词。
Love is action.
爱就是行动。
God loves us by sending his son. It's an action.
神爱我们，甚至于差他的独生子，这是一个行动。
We look into his eye, we study his word. There should be a reciprocal action of love.
我们不单单是说我们看他的眼睛，我们向他学习，我们也必须有爱的举动。
Again, may the story, if there are inaccuracy in my message, please forgive me.
今天同样的，如果在我所传讲的如果有不够正确的地方，请你们包容。
And may this story be a challenge to each one of us.
但是希望这个事迹同样成为我们每一个人的一个挑战。
Let your study helps you to a greater appreciation and satisfaction of our Lord Jesus.
希望每一次你的学习是会让你更加的欣赏我们所爱的主。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。Our Heavenly Father, once again, we are not only reminded, but we are convicted that we thought that we are giving our all and our best, and yet there are so many times, Lord, that we have kept something for ourselves. Father, I pray that you will continue to use the example of Mary to remind us, to encourage us, and to push us, at, even in times when we are so discouraged, and even at times when we are thinking of even leaving the ministry, that we must continue to come before you, to just sit before you, and to just wait before you. 天父，我们再一次感谢你。今天但愿我们不单单能够明白，能够再一次被提醒，主啊，但愿我们的也能够被你的话语来刺透我们的心。主啊，很多时候我们似乎是已经为主在服侍主，但是很多时候主我们也其实我们还没有献上我们的一切，我们没有献上我们最好的。主啊，求主你今天再一次的保守我们。主啊，甚至于有些时候我们灰心的时候，我们失意的时候，甚至于我们想放弃的时候，主啊，求主你帮助我们再一次回来看玛利亚的榜样。主啊，但愿我们能够像他，能够可以说完全没有保留的，主啊，来爱你，来坐在你的跟前。主啊，求主你再一次这样的来帮助我们，爱我们。主啊，让我们也能够更加爱你，也因着主啊，我们爱你，有更多人能够被带到主你自己的跟前。我们这样仰望、感谢、祷告，奉耶稣的圣名，阿门。